Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there for this weekend. You are tuned into Tomorrow, and yep, just like the guy said, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Erasmo. H is busy in New York, but working with the show because he loves us and we love him, and that's how that all works. Glad to have you with us, especially on this Mom's Day weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and to those who have lost their moms, as I have years ago, then we wish them a happy Mother's Day in heaven. How about that? So we at least cover everybody one way or another. Hey, our turn will come next month.
Well, you know what? And you know what? Happy Mother's Day to all the single dads who are also a mom.
Well, that's true. Very good point. So, yeah, happy Mom's Day to the dads, too.
Yes.
But we'll have our day coming up next month.
Yes.
And boy, will we celebrate that. Tech news and commentary in this first segment, and then we will get to your calls. And what do you mean? You have never called the show before. What? Surely... Or surely you've got a tech question. Maybe you want to help another listener with some additions to one of our answers. We love listeners helping listeners. Perhaps you just want to share your favorite app or share some tech rage. Erasmo's really good at putting bleeps wherever they're needed, so don't worry.
And sometimes he even puts them where they're not needed.
Yeah, that's also true. Just to keep us wondering, what could they have possibly said? But that makes it fun, so I hope he continues to do that anyway. It makes us smile. At least it makes us wonder. But we want to hear from you one way or the other, because then we get to send you prizes. We've got some particularly cool ones for Mom's Day, so for post-Mom's Day, some things she will love. And all we ask is that you participate on the show. And we always say no promises or guarantees, but let us know of the things that we share with you that we have available. And stay tuned, because in a few minutes we'll certainly tell you what's up for this weekend and future calls over the next couple of weeks. And you mentioned those. We do our best to get them to you. It really is that easy. But tech news and commentary, lots of fun things happening in the tech world these days.
In fact, our show will probably be fairly heavy with Google news this week, because they had their big annual conference this last week.
Yeah, their I.O. conference.
Yes, and announced a whole lot of stuff. One of the new features they announced coming to Gmail is called Smart Compose. Now, this is an extension of Gmail's Smart Reply feature. It'll suggest complete sentences within the body of an email that you're writing.
Oh, so like if I'm not completing a proper sentence, it's going to actually make a suggestion for me.
Or similar to like the smart search when you're searching for Google and It starts to finish it. You know, it'll, as you start typing a sentence, it'll suggest the sentence if you think that's where you're going. It'll operate in the background, and you'll see a phrase pop up. Or if you see a phrase pop up that you like, you just hit tab to select it, and the text will auto-populate. Hmm. Now, not only will this help save time when writing emails, Google says that it'll help reduce the chance of you sending off something with grammar or spelling errors, if that's a problem for you.
Well, if you're writing maybe to a teacher, yes. You know, you want to be extra careful. Or maybe a note to your mom this weekend or something like that.
Right. And Smart Compose also recognizes context. For example, if it's Friday, it might suggest closing out your message with, "Have a great weekend."
Now, that's spooky.
Yeah.
But, well, of course, not that it knows what day of the week it is, but the fact that it's going to make those kind of suggestions. And I always do that. I mean, with anybody, if I'm writing to somebody on a Friday, or if it's a Monday, hey, I hope you had a great weekend, you know, how are things? And then I'll get into the body of it. But for it to automatic, now that's only with Gmail,
yes.
So I can't do that with Outlook. Microsoft isn't that smart.
Exactly.
But Google is. Wow. Some pretty cool stuff. And, of course, at this same annual Google I.O. conference, they've released some fun new features for their Google Assistant, including the ability of fooling people into thinking it's human. And many are now asking if Alexa can keep up. So that, in and of itself, is kind of cool. Stay tuned, because we've got some audio from something that really is unbelievable, how well it did. And we're going to play that for you in a few minutes here.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about on the show in the past how awesome the Amazon Alexa sounds, and it sounds like a real person. Well, when I
heard nothing yet.
I heard these Google demos, it makes Alexa sound like, you know, the old HAL 2000 or whatever it was.
You know? Yeah, like Alexa is, you know, 2015 at the latest or something. Because, boy, Alexa's got some catching up to do then.
She does.
And this is really, really cool, what we're going to share with you in a few minutes. So do stay tuned. Last week, Apple announced a $100 million stock buyback, as companies are expected to buy back a record amount of stock this year because of the new corporate tax reform. It's also closing in on $1 trillion in market value. Wow. So as much as I slam Apple and that, you know, electronics don't have to have a piece of fruit on them to be good, et cetera, I always also give them credit and kudos for being very soon a $1 trillion market value company.
You know, again, it doesn't necessarily mean their products are great. It just means they have a world-class marketing team.
Well, it means that they charge you a whole lot more for products than they need to.
That's true.
Well, not that they need to, because they need to make that money, but a whole lot more than you need to be paying for the same kind of thing, be it Android or similar product. But hey, good for them. You know, they're making money hand and fist. So, and I hope you have stock in Apple. And if so, you're doing fine.
You know, it's funny, because I was thinking the other day about, you know, this whole like cell phone industry and how it's sort of done a complete 360 now. Because when it started, phones were over $1,000 to buy them.
Oh, of course.
Now phones are over $1,000 to buy them.
Yes, it kind of what goes around comes around. Which reminds me about rumors that are surfacing now that the Samsung Galaxy 10 or X. Gee, I wonder where they came up with that novel model name. So much copying back and forth. It's not just Samsung copying Apple. It's Apple copying them. And so now there's going to be a Samsung Galaxy 10. It will be the first foldable smartphone screen on the market. And it could be available for consumers as early as shortly after the new year. And I've seen what seems to be rumored pictures released. And imagine a nice smartphone large screen that you can open up to double its size. It's pretty cool. So let's see. I mean, again, rumors, which is typical of these kinds of products, but the Samsung Galaxy 10 or X, if you will, is good. Some real clever marketing, whoever thought that up, right?
Yeah. Best Buy has redesigned its iconic logo. It sets
They got to do something to get people's attention.
Exactly. Well, you know, it sets the company's newly updated wordmark free from the giant yellow tag that it's been confined in for the last several decades. I mean, it reduces that tag to a more subtle logo in the corner instead, very small.
Oh.
According to Best Buy, the rebranding is, quote, designed to highlight our culture, our expertise, and our talented employees. Yeah. Which seems like a lot to convey that it's just slightly taller font and less of a Dutch tilt. A more cynical-minded person like me might take the stance that Best Buy is finally becoming aware of the fact that brick-and-mortar retail is slowly going extinct, and the once iconic price tag is quickly becoming as obsolete as a floppy disk.
Yeah, that's accurate, too. So it's about time they do something to get more attention. And we were talking earlier about the developer conference from Google and how they announced that Assistant will soon be able to make appointments and reservations for you when they can't be booked online. Well, you might ask, how can they do that? Well, by calling the business itself and communicating by speech. Yes, that's exactly what I said, an actual phone call. It's powered by a new technology called Google Duplex. In a demonstration during the I.O. conference, Google showed how the assistant can call a hair salon and book an appointment. After the user told assistant when she wanted to make an appointment, the assistant called the salon, worked out a date, time, and notified the end user. And that was interesting, because the assistant was even able to say, when asked by the salon employee to hold on. In a second demonstration, the assistant was able to handle multiple complicated questions And I will add, including a very heavy accent that I had trouble understanding. So get the, check this out. While booking a restaurant reservation without being tripped up and even asked for wait times. So check this out and see if you don't agree how cool this is.
See, how may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
For 7 people?
It's for 4 people.
4 people? When?
Next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Remember, the male voice is Google Assistant,
like,
not a human.
Like 5 people? For people, you can come.
How long is the wait usually to be seated?
For when, tomorrow or weekday or?
For next Wednesday, the 7th.
Oh, no, it's not too busy. You can come for 4 people, okay?
Oh, I gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Now,
that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, we live in an incredible time with technology doing some very unique things. Again, that male voice was Google Assistant, not a human. And the person at the other end had no clue. And the confusion that was coming from the woman at the restaurant was not confusing to Google Assistant. Came up with the right answers, the right repeats, whatever was necessary. And I think that was truly amazing. They're working, of course, on refining the system even, but should begin testing the capability in the coming weeks with some of us.
Maybe I can get Google Assistant to handle all the phone calls to my ex-wife.
Now, that would be awesome. And you don't want it to even sound like you. But then back to Rosmo having to bleep a lot, there would be a lot of bleeping by the Google Assistant. So, but that's a clever idea. I mean, there are all kinds of things that, you know what, you're working out, you know, that it's your weekend with your son, and you're going to do the following items or whatever, you're just advising, you shouldn't have to deal with her. Just tell Google Assistant to take care of it.
Yes.
And boy, will she get frustrated, especially because it'll understand her.
Yeah.
And he'll probably say, there's no need to curse at me. This is not Chris. Oh, my gosh. You've got to be one of the early testers, and we have to find out how that all worked out. But I'm impressed, and it takes a lot. I mean, we've been doing this show for 23 years. I think it takes a lot to impress us with some new stuff because it's like, all right, well, we kind of anticipated that, or that's kind of neat. That's impressive. And the same thing with the nail salon. You know, how to, this time it was a female voice assistant calling the nail salon. And that was unique.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
It was amazing. You know, and the fact that, you know, when she was asked, you know, hold on a second, and the Google, you know, assistant goes, it just kind of,
yes.
Like, you know, I was listening to that one, and the audience, of course, everybody started cracking up.
Yeah, because it's like we might go, or we might go, really? Do I have to hold? Can't you just book the darn thing? But, and it was in that tone, even. It was pretty awesome.
Subscription service MoviePass hasn't been having a great 2018.
To say the least.
Yeah. Constant changes to its terms of service have created a growing sense of uncertainty about what customers actually get with their MoviePass subscriptions. The company's flagship tier was scuttled, then brought back without any real explanation. And in April, an independent auditor for MoviePass parent company Helios and Matheson Analytics raised alarm bells by expressing substantial doubt that the company could stay in business. Bloomberg reports that an SEC filing largely confirms that assessment, with Helios and Matheson acknowledging that it has just $15.5 million in the bank, even though it's been blowing through more than $21 million per month on average over the last 7 months.
And, of course, what they're doing is they're offering, in the case of what I have and some friends of mine that all get together and go out and see movies, $9.95 a month. No, we will not pay a year in advance because they may be out of business next month. But for $9.95 a month, we can see a movie a day. We've never done that. Who has that kind of time? Well, I don't. But we have gone 2, 3, 4 times a month to see new movies, whatever. And then MoviePass pays, with rare exception, the ticket value to the theater. And while some theaters hate them, they'll take their money, of course. But to blow through, what'd you say, 20 million?
21 million a month on
average. A month.
Wow. When they only have 15 million in the bank.
Yeah. So. And I'm glad that I contribute to that because for 10 bucks a month, $9.95, that pretty much pays for one movie anyway.
Yeah.
So go see a movie for 10 bucks, which might normally cost 12, or if you're in New York and LA, 15 or 20. and you've made your money's worth. But if you go multiple times, that's terrific. But then they offered a pay a year in advance program for $6.95 a month. And I recommended against that only because who knows if they're going to be in business in a year, that you're maybe throwing your money away. Well, that's good. But they also said only one a week at that rate. Mm-hmm. And then they reversed themselves on that. So
I mean, as it stands right now, the MoviePass, if you're wondering, it's not too good to be true. It just may be too good to last.
You're right. It's true. It's working now. Go for it. But if you can do the monthly, trust me on this, it's worth the $3 to do the monthly in the event. And I do hope they're around for a while because I think it's great. But they've got to get more incentives and they've got to get more theaters that say, okay, we'll give you a discount on what you have to pay us, et cetera. But marketing and such, who knows?
And I know one of their biggest problems is there were a couple of the big chains. I know AMC is one of them. I'm not sure the other one, but they have been unable to reach deals with these because a lot of the other theaters, they get a percentage of the concession sales as well.
Which is weird because how do they know if I'm a MoviePass user when I go to the concession?
They know everything, I'm sure.
they're following me.
Yeah.
Dan in Nashville, Tennessee, listens on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. And we love you, Dan, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app. Hey there.
I hear, and sometimes I can tell that the screens on your computer and your cell phone are kind of bad for your eyes or maybe other parts of your body. And if it is, what are some ways we can maybe reduce those negative effects that it has on us?
What other parts of your body are you? Well, we won't get into that. We won't get into that. But Dan, we've talked about blue light and strain that it causes to your eyes before, and you're right, it's not the best. More and more children are nearsighted these days, and it may just be because they're constantly focusing on devices that are barely a foot away from their noses. So parents, take note. Mom's Day weekend, especially, take note. As far as what you can do, many modern electronics, from phones to tablets to computers, come with a blue light-free mode. It makes the screen look less pretty and vivid, but it can be kinder to your eyes, especially at night. So engage that the blue light-free mode.
Yeah, if your devices are relatively modern, look for something called night mode. I've got it on the iPhone 8, and I've noticed that at night when I'm in a darker room, the screen goes from that bright blue to almost like a yellowish shade, which is easier to look at in a dark room.
If you're watching your phone, though, when it's making that change, because mine does it based on time. I think at 10 p.m. it does it, 7 a.m. it undoes it, whatever. But I've been on the phone and go, whoa. Because it is a little odd. And you think, what happened to my phone? Oh, yeah, it's the blue light filter is on now. But it is better on your eyes, especially at night when you're maybe going to try to go to sleep later and it's easier.
Yeah, because they also say not to be looking at the phones for like an hour before you go to bed because that blue light can trick your brain into thinking that it's looking at daylight, temperature light, so it thinks it's daylight, so you don't want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But you can enable that mode whenever you're indoors or in low light in general, and it should help a little bit. There are also physical filters that you can put on your screen and even glasses that you can wear to help filter out the most harmful parts of the light spectrum. The best thing you can probably do is just take breaks and enjoy the real world. Your eyes and brain will both thank you for the reprieve from your virtual environment.
Yeah, and that's probably in the long run, especially for your kids, the single best advice. Get up, move around. I know it's hard to do. We tend to work, especially if you work at your computer. And I have to be reminded myself, just get up, go get a drink of water. Don't bring the water to the desk. Get up and go get it. And enjoy the real world a little bit. I look out at the lake. And I just try to watch the fountain for a few minutes and calm down and just the real world. Okay, fine, back to work.
Yeah, and I've heard so many experts say, not to look at those screens for like the last hour before you want to go to bed.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
Because we're always afraid we're going to miss something. IntoTomorrow.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you keep staring up in the sky trying to figure out which cloud has all of your data, call us for some assistance. We'll be glad to help you with that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and my data's in the cumulonimbus.
Okay, good, because you're so nimble.
Yes. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
You know what you can do for Mom this Mother's Day weekend? Suggest that she visit intotomorrow.com, and when the little red and white box pops up, ask her to put in her email address. Then she will receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter once she then clicks on the link in the subsequent email. It's a double opt-in program because we don't spam anyone. And among other things, Beth's tech tip this weekend.
It's Mother's Day, and if you're still in need of something for Mom, check online for some real last-minute gifts.
Yeah, but there's some really cool stuff she shares with you. Do meet us at intotomorrow.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151. Again, 1-800-461-3151.
Even George Lucas or Stephen Hawking couldn't imagine how the world would be taken over by video content. Wouldn't it be interesting to see how the battles unfold as this universe expands all the way into tomorrow? I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us on the program. Our 23rd year covering consumer tech, the latest in products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. So we invite you to participate on the program when we hear you. And by the way, you don't have to just ask a question. That's fine. We'd love to help you solve your digital dilemmas. But you might also have some input for another listener, an answer to their question. Perhaps you just want to share with us some tech rage or your favorite app these days. Whatever the case, we want to hear you on the air. And the easiest way to do that is anytime, 24/7, calling the following phone number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. 800-899-INTO. Anytime at your convenience. 800-899-4686 or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. We want to hear from you. Call in, win stuff. We're constantly sending out cool prizes that we love to share with you. Our next guest joins us from a global association of brand owners and professionals dedicated to supporting trademarks and related intellectual property, something that we've certainly talked about over the years here on the show. The CEO of the International Trademark Association, hoping I get his name even close to being correct, is Etienne Sanz de Acedo. Was I close, Etienne?
Dave, that was absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. So welcome to the program. Tell me first a little bit about the International Trademark Association, then we'll get into some of the specifics that we hope to talk about today.
Sure. Well, Dave, first of all, of course, you know, thank you for the invitation. INTA is the biggest brand owners organization. We're around 7,000 corporations, SMEs, and firms from around 190 countries. And really what we try to promote is better laws to protect consumers and also to protect brand owners.
Very good. And of course, we talk about protection. Consumer Protection Week ends this weekend and is aimed at, I understand, helping people understand, of course, our consumer rights. So I guess this is something that you guys get involved in as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we pay a lot of importance to that because, you know, consumers often purchase goods without really knowing where they come from, and that's happening more and more with, you know, online purchases. And we need to make sure that they make good decisions and that they know what they're getting.
Very true. And it's not just where it's made, you know, made in China. You turn over most electronics, it's going to say made in China, Taiwan, maybe South Korea. Very few made in the USA, unfortunately. But it's more than just where it's made, right? The consumer should have some confidence, I'm guessing, in the product itself, the company that makes and distributes and sells these things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think if we can give some kind of advice to consumers, I think, you know, first they need to think, you know, where they're buying. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second thing, they need to look at the price and whether, you know, the price makes sense for the product they're getting. And third, they should always look more carefully into labeling and understanding really what the product is about. Again, you know, whether you buy offline or whether you buy online, unfortunately, quite often we see counterfeits, and we see that those counterfeits might have a big impact on, you know, either health or safety or both.
So you have some very good points there, by all means. Now, that brings us, of course, to such things as counterfeiting. And the impact of counterfeiting, I'm afraid, is probably growing much more these days, I guess in large part because of online counterfeiting and people that don't even know if they're dealing with a legitimate company, let alone product.
Well, absolutely. Well, in fact, you know, counterfeiting has unfortunately grown exponentially. Mm. Let me perhaps, you know, share some data with you, which I think is interesting.
Please.
You know, first, you know, IP-intensive industries here in the U.S. represent around 45 million jobs, or, you know, the equivalent to 30% of total jobs in this country. Mm. And that means around $6 trillion, or if you want a contribution of up to 38% of U.S. GDP. So IP-intensive industries, and I'm talking about patents, I'm talking about trademarks, I'm talking about copyrights, play a great role in the economy of this country. Now, at the same time, what we see is that counterfeiting is clearly growing. In 2007, worldwide counterfeiting was around $250 billion, or around 1.8% of world trade. In 2016, that has moved to $461 billion, or 2.5% of global trade.
Oof.
And the estimate we've recently made is that by 2022, it's going to go to an astonishing figure of around $2.81 trillion.
Oh, my gosh. You know, one would think that we're making efforts the other direction, but that's not the case. As much as, I guess, organizations like yours and law enforcement officials and so forth trying to fight it whenever possible, it's still growing so dramatically, it's scary.
Well, it's growing dramatically, and first, you know, enforcement officials do a great job, and I really would like to thank, you know, U.S. enforcement officials, but also enforcement officials all around the world. We, of course, try to raise awareness about these issues, but the fact is that, you know, criminal organizations are behind counterfeiting, and in fact, you know, there is a link between counterfeiting and drugs and criminal organizations and international terrorism. And of course, through internet, it's even easier to distribute and sell those counterfeited goods.
That's true and very unfortunate. How can we as consumers distinguish between real and fake goods? Because that's, I guess, constantly an issue and getting only worse.
Well, again, as I said at the very beginning, it's not always an easy exercise, but let's talk perhaps about, you know, online counterfeiting, because a lot of us, you know, now go online. So the first thing you need to do as a consumer is you need to look where you're buying these from. I mean, who is the person on the other side? What is the organization? You need to look at all the kind of products they're selling. You need to look on which platform are they, whether you can trust that or not. That's the first thing. Second issue, you might want to look at the price and whether, you know, this price is in line with the market or it's definitely much cheaper. If it's much cheaper, you might want to think about it twice. And finally, when you have that possibility, you really need to look at the product itself and the labeling of the product. Now, that said, it's becoming more and more complex because what counterfeiters are doing, they put the picture of an original product online, and then what you get is a fake.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't know, as you mentioned, until you get it, until you receive it, and you find out that the name of the product is misspelled or something of that nature. Clearly, right there on face value, it's not what you thought you ordered.
Indeed. So that's why, you know, a starting point is you need to think, well, I mean, to whom are you buying this product? So it's always better to go to kind of, you know, trusted sellers. That's a starting point. And, you know, when you're buying an original product from a company, you should probably try to buy it directly from that company. That's really the starting point. But let me perhaps, you know, give you one example about what I was talking about, you know, the impact that has on health and safety, because I think that's going to be very revealing to the people listening to us today. The Underwriters Laboratory did a kind of, you know, testing on counterfeited iPhone adapters back in 2016, and they were looking at 400 adapters. Well, guess what? Out of the 400 adapters that were tested, only three were good.
Oh, my gosh.
All the others failed, and they failed, and, you know, they were causing kind of, you know, fire or shock hazards or things of the kind. So that really shows you, you know, how serious the issue is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's almost unbelievable to think that they tested 400 adapters and only three were good. It does make you wonder. And, of course, here's, I guess, back to the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. Or if the price is, like, amazingly low compared to anything else you're looking at, that should be another red flag that goes up.
Absolutely. So, again, you know, trusted seller, price, and really looking at the product. And as much as you can, which is very difficult when it's online, you know, when you get the product and you feel it's not right, you should absolutely return it.
Yeah, if assuming they'll take it back and give you your money and they haven't disappeared by that time or something.
Yeah, which is another big problem because, you know, the issue with online counterfeiting is that, you know, the counterfeiters are hiding behind the anonymity of internet. Mm-hmm. They know they can sell globally. They can, as I said before, you know, they can display genuine goods and then sell counterfeits. And then the problem we face is that it's very easy, you know, once a website is shut down, it's very easy to open another one. And that's some of the issues that, you know, as an international organization, we're looking into and we're lobbying to try to solve these kind of problems from a legal perspective.
Oh, for sure. And by all means, kudos to you guys and keep that up because we want to help promote that and what you guys are doing at the International Trademark Association as much as possible. I'm sure you have other examples, Etienne, about counterfeit goods in the tech industry, because perhaps you can shed some light on some things that you've uncovered recently that we should all be aware of.
Absolutely. I mean, so, of course, you have everything that is related to mobile devices. That is something that happens quite often. So phone accessories, you have pharmaceuticals, you have counterfeited airbags in cars. That happens quite often as well. And so these are, whatever you can imagine can be counterfeited. It can be, of course, it's fashion, it can be infant formula, it can be, electronics. It's almost everything.
Sure. And I guess perhaps another good suggestion that I've tried to offer to our audience on occasion is if you need a quantity of some things, try, if you're not so sure and the price is really good and that sort of thing, try ordering one of something first. Does it work? Does it appear to be legitimate? Is it what you ordered and asked for? And then go back and get the other half dozen or something that you needed, or, might be various cords or adapters or something that you want to have some at work and at home and in the car or whatever. Try one first, and that way if you get ripped off, hopefully it's only on one item and you know better than to go back and order again from that company, unless they'll back it up and give you your money back and that sort of thing, that you have a little more confidence. But we appreciate everything that you guys continue to work on, and we invite our audience to visit your website at INTA.org. It's the International Trademark Association, on a regular basis, great member resources and public resources, things that you would be very surprised about, too, I'm sure, at INTA.org. ATN, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We'll look forward to chatting with you again and getting some additional updates.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was a pleasure.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Cryptocurrency might still be decent in some cases, but not so much for buying dinner. This is Into Tomorrow. If you've got questions about Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies or blockchain or all the other stuff that we're hearing more and more about these days, don't hesitate to give us a call anytime at the following toll-free number, or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
800-899-INTO. The number again is 800-899-4686.
There you go.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. For more information, text the word radio to 35,000. Again, that's text the word radio to 35,000.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
History, 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 history. Tree, 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 tree.
As you jog around the block today, and I say you.
Jog?
Because, I say you because I won't be jogging around the block.
Oh, okay.
Think about Mormon pioneer William Clayton.
All right, I'm thinking.
Because it was this week, back in 1847, that he got tired of counting the revolutions of a red rag that he had tied to the spoke of a wagon wheel to help him figure out how many miles he had traveled.
Okay.
So, while he was crossing the plains in his covered wagon, he invented the odometer.
Now, that's cool. Well, thank you for inventing the odometer, because now we know how many miles we put on our cars.
Yes.
And, okay.
I don't know how many miles I jogged. Well, I do know how many miles I jogged. Zero.
Zero.
In 1862, this week, Adolf Nicole of Switzerland patented the chronograph, a timepiece that allows for split-second timing of sporting events. In 1877, this week, Edwin Holmes installed the first telephone switchboard burglar alarm. It was that invention that would lead to the alarm systems that many of us have in our homes and businesses today. And this week, in 1973, Skylab, the United States' first space station, was launched into orbit. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Charlie in San Jose, California, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello, Charlie.
I've got a hand-me-down Sony Vaio laptop, and it's got some strange problems. A little bit of background information. Back in the day, I installed the Windows 10 upgrade from the internet. Then I managed to fill up the 50-gigabyte hard drive, which was pretty easy. And I installed System Mechanics to help clear up some space, and things were running pretty good. And then I removed a few more programs that were indicated as not necessary. And somehow I managed to lose Wi-Fi and Ethernet connectivity.
Hmm.
And from everything I can tell, the airplane is stuck in airplane mode. I've attempted everything I could find on Google to fix it without success. Do you all have any suggestions to reinstalling Windows 10? Is there an activation code somewhere for the upgrade, or will I need to pay for a new OS? I guess even that would require repairing the registry so I can get online.
Well, Charlie, it sounds like System Mechanic may have prompted you to delete the Ethernet and Wi-Fi drivers. If you had any network connection still active, you could just open the Start menu, type in Device Manager, select the network adapter, and have it search for drivers on its own. But without a gateway to the Internet, that option is gone. Now, you can try to reinstall whatever drivers came with the laptop originally by using another computer to go to esupport.sony.com and downloading them from there and then copying them over on a flash drive.
Yeah, now, if you'd rather go ahead and reinstall Windows 10 after all, your license depends on how you upgraded. If you bought a physical copy, you need the product key, but you probably didn't since you'd otherwise have that physical copy with the code and you wouldn't be asking us this question. If you upgraded on the Microsoft Store, you have what Microsoft calls digital entitlement.
Oh.
Yeah, now that means what you're reinstalling Windows 10, you'll be asked for your Microsoft Store credentials instead. The Windows 10 image itself can be downloaded from Microsoft's site. If you come by our site, we'll link you right to that page.
Yeah, we'll have a whole lot more info for you and others that have a similar issue when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of May 11th, 2018, Hour 1, and there it'll be.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Your smart TV is so smart, it may be watching you and letting other guys know what you're watching. If you have any questions about just how smart your smart TV is, be sure and call us anytime at 800-899-INTO.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
Now, check this out. The items we're about to share with you, no promises, no guarantees, but we invite you to mention whatever we're about to describe when you call in, not email, when you call in, we get to hear you on the show, and we'll do our best to try to get those to you. For example,
from Tableau, we've got some Tableau Duals. These are whole home, over-the-air DVRs for cord cutters. This is a great post-Mom's Day gift for her.
Yeah, she'll love it. From Killer Concepts, Piggy Pro phone stands. I know it sounds kind of funny, but these are razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone or even phone case and work like a champ. A lot of folks asking for these.
From Rigid, we've got some 12-volt palm impact screwdriver kits with built-in LED lights.
And speaking of that kind of thing, from Ryobi, 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets. They run on the same Ryobi One batteries as their power tools do.
And we've still got some of those popular Pixel trackers from Tracker. Do you lose things often? I do. Well, simply attach one of these trackers to any item, and then you can find that item with your smartphone.
So mention those items. We'll do our best to get it to you, and we meet you at intotomorrow.com.